We have general direction to the entire department to promote energy efficient computing, for example, energy efficient IT. As you may recall, we've won some awards, White House awards and some external awards for how we acquire electronics, including IT, in an energy-efficient way using the EPEAT standard, how we operate it effectively. For example, our PCs are turned off at night, and we operate them in configurations that minimize energy consumption during the day. And we dispose of electronics in an environmentally sound way. We're now trying to take this to an entirely different level. A year or so ago, I began talking about thin client computing, for example. And we've now completed our pilots of thin client computing, and we find that the use of thin client architecture can save as much as 35% in overall energy consumed by the workstations on the desktops.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty impressive, because 35% is a fair amount of money when you're talking about 100,000 or more users.
Exactly. It's a lot of money. And so we're focusing on all elements of our IT architecture, the workstations and the use of thin client, the data centers, and how we can make our data centers even more energy efficient than they are right now. For example, we have in place right now an ongoing energy efficient audit at our Washington, D.C. data centers in Germantown and in downtown Washington. And this is being conducted through the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, one of the DOE laboratories, to a contractor that is doing a full-up energy audit with the results due within the next few months to help guide us as to what to do first, what to do next, to improve the energy efficiency of our data centers, and to make sure that as we replace equipment and restructure our systems over the next 3 or 4 years during the normal replacement cycles, that we're doing it in a way that creates a minimum burden in terms of the use of energy, in addition to meeting all of our other requirements for providing really good performance for our users, all the services that our users require, and to do this all at the lowest possible cost.
Well, sounds like you're going to give me something to follow up with you in a few weeks or a few months around that survey. I want to go back to the thin client pilot before we move on to another topic. Can you describe what you did during the pilot and what you found the 35% savings, but how did the pilot work? What comes next?
We brought in three different configurations from three different vendors, set them up, and operated them. We bought in the thin client computers themselves, the little devices that sit on the desktop, the 6-watt devices rather than the 60 or 100-watt PCs. We bought in servers that operate a virtualized environment, because the PC doesn't disappear. It just becomes virtual and operates as a part of a server back in the data center. And we instrumented this entire configuration so that we could determine what the changes were in energy consumption for the baseline compared to the thin client configurations. And we did that for each of our pilots. Based on that, we've now selected one pilot to go to a rollout stage, and we will be picking at least one other pilot to go to a rollout stage in the near future, too.
Can you say which pilot you picked to go to the rollout stage, and are you going to roll it out to, you know, your pilot was 5,000, now you're going to go to 100,000 people, or what are we talking about? How big?
The first pilot was 32, and the first pilot is Sun Microsystems Sunray devices. And we will be rolling that out in the hundreds here at headquarters and in some parts of the field over the next year.
And then the second pilot you're still choosing upon, and that will be something similar in terms of how you roll it out?
Exactly.
And when should we have a decision around that?
By June.
One of the things about thin clients that I've heard time and again, and the Defense Department is looking at thin clients too, this is, I think, a growing trend, is around cybersecurity. Now, you testified back in September about how energy has improved cybersecurity since then. So let's talk from September to now. And you mentioned earlier as well in our conversation about the Conflicker virus as well. So talk a little bit about some of the improvements around cybersecurity. How did those improvements maybe prepare you to deal with this virus?
Good segue from thin client computing to cybersecurity, because thin client computing is a threefer. We get reduced energy consumption, we get improved cybersecurity, and we get reduced cost. On the cybersecurity front, by having the system back in the data center where we can protect it better physically and logically, we have a lot fewer processors to be attacked by the bad guys. By having the system back in the data center, we don't have PCs on the desktop that help desk folks have to come out and visit and do things to. So we can reduce our level of help desk support. So overall, although there are puts and takes that we have to analyze very carefully, it saves energy, it improves cybersecurity, and it reduces our operating cost. in cybersecurity in general, we continue to take all kinds of steps to improve our cyber defense. And we are doing that in a challenging environment in which we're trying to open up our networks and our systems so that we can take advantage of social networking technology and so that we can take advantage of cloud computing.